What if I told you that the guy who wrote the words to this? Is now doing modern art. The man behind Elton John's pipes and odd lyrical flair is still very much active, but now instead of being behind the scenes, he's putting his work on stage. A collection of his work hung in the Aspen Ice Garden this past weekend as one of the first sets of works visitors saw when they came to Art Aspen. Bernie Taupin, the lyricist and part of the songwriting duo that scored so many hits, is now a modern artist, using paint, wood, wax, and even bubble wrap to create large pieces of work that have been selling for thousands of dollars.
Are you familiar with who Bernie Taupin is?
No.
He's actually the lyricist for Elton John.
Where's he from?
Despite what he might say himself, people don't really know who Bernie is when it comes to the visual arts. It might even be tough to find a lot of people who know him even when he put his name together with Elton John. But when you ask Bernie himself what he thinks about being in the art world, he'll tell you that it's something that's been part of his life for as long as he can remember, maybe longer than his music career.
You know, when I traveled to New York, living a transient lifestyle with a rock and roll band, you know, we didn't have any money back then. And so the easiest places for us to go in the winter of 1970, say, for instance, you know, I would go and hide out in the Museum of Modern Art and spend hours there.
So after those glamorous days of rock and roll were over, he converted an old racquetball court into a studio where he makes his art. One piece called The Shipwreck News is made up of wood scraps, cheesecloth, dirt, and charcoal dust, all held together with wax. When he put the piece together, he said he didn't know how things would turn out. But sometimes that's a good thing.
I'm going to do it because I think that might be cool. It might suck. It might look like crap. But, you know, if it looks like crap, then I'll strip the canvas and rework it. But if it works and it looks really cool, then great.
Carol Stewart, a local art teacher at the show Saturday, was stirred by the piece and said this to Bernie's representative, Dana.
This piece against the wall reminds me of Anselm Keeper.
Yeah.
Anselm Keeper.
That's one of his inspirations,
uh-huh.
too.
And when I walked in, that's what struck me, because he's one of my favorite artists. And I was drawn to those pieces first.
If we would have had a video camera on the booth this whole time, everybody stops and looks at that one.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie says his creative process is very much a session of trial and error. He has notes to himself on the walls of his studio reminding him to know when to stop. One extra mark here or there could ruin an entire piece. It's like adding too much salt to your dinner. It tastes fine until there's too much. Depending on what he's trying to accomplish, he'll play a huge range of music while he creates pieces. For something that requires a bit more nuance and a gentle hand, he might play some Miles Davis. But if he needs to get angry with a piece, as he says, he'll go to something a bit more aggressive, like Charles Mingus. He says seeing his art in a gallery is like seeing it for the first time. You can't hang it like they do, and you can't light it like they do. It's an entirely new experience for him when it's installed by professionals.
You know, it's akin to that kind of thing when you made your first record and you took it home and you went, whoa, that's cool. You should always have that same feeling about what you do. If what you achieve, what you create, doesn't inspire that kind of reaction in you, you shouldn't be doing it.
Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.